Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning to Wayne Sussman. Wayne, a very good morning. How are you? Have you been up through the night?
So I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. I try set my alarm for 2:45, but I was up alert at 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's been a very, very exciting night, much closer than I anticipated. And I think many, many other panelists and pundits and analysts anticipated. It's a very close race, and it's definitely too close to call.
Okay, so tell us where it is at the moment.
So the broadcasting networks are understandably being very cautious because of what has happened historically in a state like Florida, where they called it for Al Gore in 2000, called that back, and then, to be honest, still prematurely gave it to Bush. So I think there's an extra bit of caution. I'm not going to be that cautious. For instance, I think some of the networks haven't called a big state like Texas, which I'm very sure is going to go Republican. Right. They have now called states like Florida and Ohio for Donald Trump. A state like Minnesota, which was expected to go to Biden, has gone to Biden, but by a pretty impressive margin. So it's the what is still out there. So right now, and remember, it's not about a popular vote. I'm very sure that Joe Biden will finish as the popular vote winner. Mm-hmm. What is key is the electoral college system. And if I look across the map of America, there's still Nevada, which is expected to go Joe Biden. But if you look, and this is one of the fascinating developments of tonight, is that there has certainly been a shift amongst Latino voters. I spoke about Trump expanding his coalition from 2016 to 2020, and one of the areas where he's definitely made an impact is with Latino voters. And there are quite a number in Nevada, but I still expect Biden to take that. Then next door is Arizona. Now, this is the Democrats' mood went very down at about 5 o'clock in the morning our time when it came clear that Biden wasn't going to win Florida. He wasn't going to win Ohio. But Arizona definitely looks like a state where Biden is ahead. Fox called it for him, but I think that's too premature.
I think they might have retracted that now, actually. If I saw, right. I think I saw that, I don't know if they did, but I saw something earlier that they'd called it and then they weren't sure whether they should have.
Correct. But I would still say that Joe Biden is in a strong position there. So let's give, I mean, it's, I'd love to have a PowerPoint presentation for the listeners, I love radio. It's beautiful. So let's use our imagination for the listeners. So as I said, right now I'm giving Donald Trump 240, Joe Biden 217. He needs to, remember, the winner needs to get to 270. Let's give those two states, Arizona and Nevada, to Joe Biden, because it's looking like it now.
Right.
That takes it, a lot of maths for early in the morning, to about 234 for Biden, 240 for Trump. And then you're down to these four states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Donald Trump is ahead in all of them right now. So if you're a Trump supporter, you are very optimistic. But if you dig deep, Howard, and look at what's out there, I'm not saying that Joe Biden's going to catch up, but it is definitely too, it's reckless and irresponsible to say that Trump's going to win those states because in a place like Wisconsin, the overwhelming amount of votes still out are in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a traditional Democrats stronghold. In Michigan, there are a ton of votes out in the city of Detroit. In Pennsylvania, in cities like Pittsburgh and cities like Philadelphia, there are a ton of votes out. And this is unbelievable. In Fulton County, I'm going down the map now to Atlanta, where again, Donald Trump is ahead, but there are a huge amount of voters in Atlanta. Then, of course, a lot of the suburbs around Atlanta, they had a major burst water pipe. So voting has literally stopped in Georgia. So it's too close to call right now. It's been a heck of a race. As I said, I always admit it when I get things wrong. It's much closer than I expected, and it's going to be an interesting few hours.
What do you say to the, in fact, before I even ask you your view on it, is, you know, there's a lot of talk around the polls. We spoke to Howard Saxton earlier. His view was that Americans, the polls are wrong, have been wrong, primarily because Americans, lie to the poll, the pollsters, and that is because they're embarrassed to say they are voting for Donald Trump. I think that that needs to be looked at a little bit further, because I want to know why they're embarrassed. Are they embarrassed because they've been made to feel embarrassed, or is there something to be embarrassed about? But put that aside. Let's look at your view. Firstly, how accurate have the polling companies been around so far from what we've seen?
It hasn't been very accurate. You've seen, I still think the Democrats will win the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. but the Republicans have won some fascinating races there, winning some big seats off the Democrats. The Senate race is much closer than expected. It looks like the Republicans might actually still hold on to the Senate. It's still very close to call. So it's certainly clear that pollsters have got it wrong. With regards to Howard's opinion, I would say Howard Saxton's opinion, there's a difference between this phenomenon of shy Tory versus, I would say, Trump supporters who, look, one doesn't know why. I don't think there's this scheme or conspiracy theory of that you have to lie to pollsters. Maybe with Latino voters who've obviously shifted, and remember, there was always an opportunity for Trump and Latino voters. George Bush did brilliant work for the Republican Party and Latino voters in 2000 and particularly 2004. And then we've got to remember there are a lot of the Cuban Americans. Trump always accused Biden of being a socialist. So that's why you've seen Biden way underperform in traditional Democratic counties in Florida. You're seeing Latino voters of faith saying, we much rather trust the Republican Party on issues like abortion or issues of faith than the Democratic Party. So Trump has been able to expand his coalition, and I think the pollsters have not picked up on it. But I'll give an example where I think pollsters have been pretty accurate. You are seeing lots of the suburbs continue to move away from the Republican Party. But what Donald Trump's done is he's activated rural voters. The turnout amongst rural areas in America is absolutely incredible, and you cannot win an election if you do not bring your base out to vote, and he is going to do everything. He's done everything he can with a brilliant campaign in the last week, and there's a chance that he'll defy the polls when all the votes get count.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. It's incredible. Do you think that there's any responsibility on media? And I don't mean it in any specific way, because I think, as I've said before, Fox is as guilty as CNN, in my view, in only broadcasting a tunneled view of the United States and of politics. Do you think, I mean, we were hoping after 2016 that American media would try and find a way to be a little bit more balanced. In fact, it went in the opposite direction. There was some retrospection for a 5.5 minutes, but after that they went back to how they've always been. Do you think at some point American media is actually going to sit up and take notice of the responsibility that they hold?
Correct. We've got to... I can tell you about an ancient Fox example, which many of the more liberal networks have emulated 20 years ago. There used to be a show on Fox called Hannity and Combs. Hannity's obviously still on, broad-shouldered, well-defined chin, and Alan Combs was this weak, measly liberal. And if you look at some of the Republicans they have on CNN, a lot of them are not the most articulate. I think it's deliberate. They're not the best Republican spokespeople or best Republican surrogates out there. So I think media does need to take a hard look at itself. It does need to reflect this country, which includes suburbs, rural areas, urban areas, and the different networks need to do their best to bring more diverse voices on and manage the expectations of their audience. Because we know that whether you're a Republican in the reddest of red counties in a rural part of America, or you're a Democrat in the most liberal parts of New York or Philadelphia, the chance of you engaging with someone who's got a different opinion to you isn't very, very high. Mm. So podcasts, media houses do have that responsibility to bring more diverse voices onto their shows and onto their networks and give Americans a broader perspective on both sides.
Yeah, fascinating. When do you think we will have, when do you think we'll have clarity or conclusion as to who is going to take the presidency?
I have a cousin in Atlanta and I'm going to ask him whether he has contacts in the sanitation department in Fulton County to see whether they've fixed that pipe.
The water leak. Right.
And I know, but so seriously, Pennsylvania might only be Friday afternoon. Wow. So you could have the scenario where this election is only called on Friday afternoon. I think Wisconsin and Arizona might and Nevada might be the next likely states to be called. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to be fascinating. As I said, at 6 o'clock this morning, there's no way this race is going to be called by 9 o'clock today. Go for a run, go for a walk, go for a cup of coffee, pick up the phone and speak to that someone you haven't spoken to for a long time because this race isn't being called for some time.
Again, what is fascinating is if you just look at the map, of states, it's so interesting how the West Coast is absolutely Democrat, Biden, it's an incredibly, it's a stronghold there. Central, across through the central United States, very much, Republican all the way down to the lower East Coast. It's fascinating how it does seem to be divided into these blocks.
So just quickly on that, Howard, Ronald Brownstein, who I read a lot in America, always speaks about the Coalition of Restoration. That was Donald Trump's coalition in 2016. But the Democrats are the Coalition of Transformation. That this was 4 years ago and we expected this, but it's shown that it hasn't held true 4 years later, that this is the party of immigrants. This is the party of diversity, the party of Jewish overwhelmingly Jewish voters, black voters, Hispanic voters, Indian American voters. Obviously, Trump has taken a broad section of those Latino voters away tonight. But my point is that the Democrats have said states like Texas, states like Georgia, states like Florida, states like North Carolina are diverse and they have to ultimately flip. And what we're seeing right now is that the Democrats have fallen short in Texas. They've definitely fallen short in Florida. They're going to fall short in North Carolina. Let's see what happens in Georgia. But the point is, I thought that this very predictable blue parts of America and red part of America might change this time around. It doesn't look like it's going to change. Mm-hmm. And that might still take some time.
Before I let you go, you've commented about the increase in Trump supporters from the Latino community. Are there any numbers yet to understand how the black community has shifted, if at all?
I haven't seen enough good data and polling on that and analysis on that. So it does look, for instance, Milwaukee, right now, only 31, when I last checked, only 31% of the votes in. So if they're going to be close to Obama type numbers and you're going to run up the numbers in Milwaukee, then we'll know that the black turnout's going to be very, very good. Mm. But, I don't know the answer to that question right now. Let's wait and see.
It will be interesting to see. And of course, we're not letting you go very far from the radio this week. You are what we need to explain to us exactly what is going on and to try and help us figure it out as we go along. So Wayne Sussman, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It is greatly appreciated and greatly valued. It's 8:20.